AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hello and welcome to Fostering Faith. Today on episode 7, we'll be talking about power of prayer. So Mom, I got some questions for you. The first question I got is, what do you feel like prayer means? Like, what do you think like the definition is?
So a definition of a prayer is for me going to God and giving thanks, asking for certain things, laying my worries at his feet. Mm-hmm. That's what I would think prayer is.
All right. My second question is, what is prayer to you?
I think we just kind of went over that. What's prayer to you?
Prayer to me? Kind of like praying to God and like just telling him everything. Even though he already knows what you want or what you're asked for, it's just for us to, like, kind of, like, confirm that, you know? That's what I feel like it means.
Okay. How often do you pray?
Every day.
How often?
A lot.
Do you have is there any scripture that you know of that says how many times you're supposed to pray?
No.
Can you pray once a day?
You can pray as many times as you want.
Does he ever get tired of hearing your voice?
No.
What do you think some barriers would be that kids wouldn't want to pray?
Well, if they didn't want to pray, I feel like it would be like because God didn't answer them. Because I feel like that... I feel like when I started praying, I feel like God would just give me an answer right then and there, but it takes a little time. It takes him time to answer you. And it just if you keep on praying, it's building your faith more.
Okay. And so I think that's an important thing that you said was that you felt like whenever you started to pray that he was just going to give you everything that you asked for. Mm-hmm. And we have to remember that he is a God, that he created the heavens, the earth. You are listeners, and he is not a genie. Mm-hmm. That he is not going to give you everything that you prayed for. And why would he not give you everything that you prayed for?
Because some things you just don't need. It's like always that you want something, but you just always just don't need it.
Yes, and is it our job to understand why there are prayers that are unanswered, that we feel are unanswered? Because every prayer is answered. Yes, no, maybe, or not right now. And so while there are listeners out there, they're praying for someone to be healed, for their child, for their mother, for their father, and they pass away. God didn't answer me. He wasn't listening. How can you pray to a God that would allow this to happen? And so as a youth, while you could have someone that's praying for their mom to not die of cancer and they died, how could you comfort them in letting them know that God was listening?
God was listening because if someone's in pain, but you want them to, like, to feel better, I feel like the best place for them to go is heaven. Because if they were praying, that means probably more people are praying for them if they ask people to pray. And if you're praying for someone that's hurting real bad, he will probably answer you or send them to the best place where they will never feel pain again.
Mm-hmm. And I do think that we don't have to know every why. We don't have to know every question, and we just have to know that he is sovereign. We have to know that everything happens for a reason. We may not understand it. We may not even have to agree with it. But we know that He is always good and that His ways are greater than our ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even for busy moms, I think that a great way to do that is to get up early. I know that may sound not like a fun idea at first, but really just spending that time in the morning with scripture and praying, because I have to lay my day out in front of Him and ask Him questions about like what arose in my head during scripture and just in prayer for my day, thanking Him for just yesterday and giving me breath in my lungs and just for everything. And I don't know how my day would be if I did not put Him in first. And so we always prioritize what's important. And so just refocusing on priority and putting Him first in our day for prayer. But like you said, prayer all day is so important.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My third question is, why is prayer important?
To me, it's because that's what builds that relationship with God. And so you can go to Him and know that you have your Heavenly Father who has created the suns, who created the earth, and you're praying at 6 o'clock, and by sometimes 8 o'clock, you already have an answer. Does that happen all the time? Mm-mm. No. But in that instance, it says so many times in scripture, do not be anxious, do not be nervous, and give it to your Father. I mean, so just like with you, I want you to come to me for everything. And so nothing is silly, nothing stupid, nothing is too little. You know, if it's important to you, it's important to me. And so that's His relationship with us, is that everything that you feel is big, everything that you feel is small, like it's like He's so happy to hear from us. Because He is a good Father and He wants to help us. He wants to have us to have an amazing life. And so just being able to be in His presence is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know you asked me this question already, but why do you feel like people don't pray?
And so I actually asked your dad this question before the podcast started. And it was, he felt that he did not want to bother God. Mm. He said, I didn't think that it was important enough to bother Him with it. And that was, you know, earlier on in his walk and fit with faith. And I think that a lot of people like, I'm not going to bother God with that. I hear that all day long. Is that, I'm like, well, did you pray about it? No, I'm not going to bother Him with that. Like, bro, like, that's your dad. Like, he loves you. Like, that's not a bother to Him. Like, He wants to hear from you. He wants a relationship. And it's not about religion. It's about relationship. And so you're like, you're so excited to go to Him and be like, what are we going to do about this problem? And what was that about? And, you know, like, whenever something doesn't go your way, asking Him what happened? Like, where was my heart? Like, what was the vision? Like, what's going on? And so just in being in constant doubt that, well, I'm going to pray it, I'm not going to get it. Or, you know, what happens if He says no? Or I really want to be full in for God. And you pray that and then it happens. And so it can be really scary. And so just looking at what you're praying, why are you praying for it? Check your heart, but the most important thing is that God wants to know. He wants to hear you. He feels that the relationship part of your walk is so important, and it is, there's nothing that He doesn't want to hear.
Okay. My fifth question is, How can you pray more? Like, for the people that are listening and they're wondering, how can I pray more? How can I remind myself? How do you remember to pray, and how can you remind yourself?
I think that just like what you had said earlier about praying all day long. And so I pray for vision. I pray for wisdom. I pray for knowledge. I thank him in advance for things. And it's just like a new habit. And so you have to just kind of do it, put promptings on your phone. And like we talked about in our last episode was about setting reminders on your phone, like set that reminder app every hour, pray. And so you can pray about what you're going to do in the next hour. If you're going to have a meeting, if you're going to see a friend, or if you have like a test, or if you have, you know, something going on at school, for a teacher, for a friend, and just getting in that habit, in that routine of, I know it's going to be 10 o'clock. I know it's 11 o'clock. And it doesn't have to be this long, you know, delved into prayer, but there's so many scriptures, you know, that talk about prayer. You have 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, rejoice always, pray continuously, give thanks in all circumstances for God's will in Christ Jesus. You have Philippians 4, 6 through 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. And so you have God guarding you with his peace. You have, you know, in Matthew, you have in Jeremiah, you have in James, 1 John, Psalms, Romans, Mark, 11:24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. I mean, and there's always context with these. And so we're not just taking out, you know, a verse. Always go back and read, you know, who Mark was, what was going on in Romans, what was going on in Psalms. Read the chapter, get the context of what was going on. And I feel like just having more repetition and feeling that it's important, and that way you will make it part of your life, because it can change your life. And so why would you feel, and how could kids put that more into their life?
I feel like putting prayer into my life, it's just something that just comes to you. Like, if you feel like if you don't want to talk to about someone because you feel like you're going to be embarrassed, God will never judge you in anything.
And so how could they implement that into their school day as school is getting ready to start?
Like in between classes or something like that, when you're walking to like your locker or something, walking between class and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a good thing.
So every time a subject changes?
Mm-hmm.
And so that can help. Do you pray before you go to school?
Yeah, I pray when I'm getting ready.
Okay. How could a family pray together?
What do you mean by that?
How could a family incorporate prayer as a family? What would be an easy way to do that?
Kind of like asking them, hey, mom and dad, can like we pray together, or whoever your guardian is, hey, can we pray as a family? Like, or like before like you eat dinner.
Exactly. And so hopefully people have the opportunity to sit down for breakfast together, for supper together. And we know that that's a luxury in everyone's busy schedule. But, you know, having that dinner prayer, I think is so important for families to connect and just put God, you know, there in the center of the table. I think that that would be an easy gesture just to kind of bring up, even if your family is not real believers, that, you know, here is this time. Can we just pray and thank him for the food that we have?
Mm-hmm.
And so I do think that would be a good way to kind of end the episode and just take those like little tidbits and practical ways to add prayer into your life. Mm-hmm. Just kind of going throughout your day, setting reminders on your phone, praying in between classes,
mm-hmm.
and just adding that prayer into even supper time. And so as we end this prayer, As we end this prayer episode, let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for yesterday. Thank you for the ability to reach so many people. Thank you that you are opening up their hearts. Thank you for opening up their minds. Thank you that we have the Holy Spirit for boldness. Thank you that we are wanting a new routine. Show us the way. You are our light in our darkness, and you are lighting the path. Thank you for the chance to do this again next week. Thank you for everything that you do. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you for tuning in this week, guys. And stay tuned for next week. You don't want to miss it.
Bye.